Hi, welcome again. After a big break, the radio show, The Explosion, on hookthewave.com. Tonight, we've got Jeff Beck, one of the seminal rock guitarists of the last century, still playing quite a bit now and probably touring now more than ever did. So without any further ado, let's kick off straight away, starting with his first solo album. This one Jimmy Page wrote for him, and he had some friends in to record it, including Keith Moon, and you can hear a bit of things being kicked over when Keith Moon kicks in. It's called Beck's Bolero. It's one of his most favourite tracks, and you're on hookthewave.com on The Explosion. The second Jeff Beck album was called Beccolo, and it came out in 1968. The first one, Truth, came out in 1966, straight after his departure from the Yardbirds. He was replaced in the Yardbirds by his good friend Jimmy Page, and at one stage they did have a double lineup. There is some recordings of that, but I don't have them at hand tonight. This next one features Rod Stewart, who is the first vocalist for the Jeff Beck group, and the only vocalist, and it was Rod Stewart's first group before he went on to form The Faces with Ron Wood, who also played bass in the Jeff Beck group. So here you've got Jeff Beck, Ron Wood and Rod Stewart, and the track is called Plinth. It was their second single. Every night I know I'm Hi, you're on the Explosion Radio Show on hookthewave.com from the sunny south coast of New South Wales. And I'm Richard Lawson, and this is The Explosion. Number 7, Jeff Beck. Fast forwarding straight through to 2012. This is a resurgence in Jeff Beck that was brought about by some brilliant bass playing by Tal Wilkenfeld, and also by his newfound love of redoing favourite tracks. He redid Amazing Grace, which we might visit later, and also this one, the great operatic piece, Ness and Dorma. And Dorma, Jeff Beck. Straight up from his 1987 album, Jeff Beck's Guitar Shop, which is one of my all-time favourite albums. It's an absolutely amazing track. This really features the way he sonically attracted his guitar. He used volume pedals and all sorts of trickery to get an amazing guitar sound, which is very heavenly. This track is called Where Were You? Thank you. Jumping backwards 20 years, back to his time of the Yardbirds. This is the first group that he actually played with. The group featured the trilogy of great guitarists. Eric Clapton was first in the Yardbirds, then Jeff Beck, and then Jeff Beck was joined briefly by Jimmy Page, and then Jeff Beck left, and Jimmy Page became the guitarist. Then, when the Yardbirds broke up, they became the new Yardbirds, with Jimmy Page reforming the band, and then they changed their name to Led Zeppelin, and the rest is history. This track is called Over Under Sideways Down, and it's from the Yardbirds' second studio album called Roger the Engineer.
You're listening to The Explosion with Richard Lawson on Hook the Wave.
Another track off Jeff's first solo album, Truth, I Ain't Superstitious. Rod Stewart again on vocals and Rod Wood on bass. And this track actually features Jeff trying to do amazing sounds with the guitar and winning. I think he actually wanted to, he said himself he wanted to sound, make it sound like a cat being strangled. I Ain't Superstitious by Jeff Beck, and you're on The Explosion on radio, hookthewave.com.au.
superstitious, but a black cat crawls my trail. I said so one time before. Ain't superstitious, a black cat crawls my trail. Bad luck ain't got me so far, and you know I ain't gonna let it stop me now. Come on.
Next up, we've got another track from his second solo album, Bacola, with Rod Stewart and Ron Wood. This is an instrumental. It's called Rice Pudding. Thank you. Authorised Pudding by Jeff Beck off his second solo album, Bacola. I'm Richard Lawson and you're on The Explosion on Radio RadioHookTheWave.com.au, streaming down your airwaves from the sunny south coast of New South Wales. Here's two tracks straight up, the same song, Shapes of Things to Come, which was probably one of the biggest songs the Yardbirds ever had. Jeff didn't like the version that the Yardbirds did, so he redid it on his first solo album with Rod Stewart and Ron Wood. So first we're going to hear Shapes of Things by Jeff Beck, and then we're going to hear Shapes of Things by the Yardbirds.
This is The Explosion with Richard Lawson on Hook the Wave.
Destroy these lands.
Hi, welcome back again. Richard Lawson on the Explosion Radio Show on hookedwave.com.au. This is number 7, Jeff Beck. The first track off his solo album, the first solo album, was called Rock My Plimsoll, and I love this version. There's another version floating around live in the studio, but this one takes the cake. Very, very, very cheesy guitar. Rock My Plimsoll by Jeff Beck. Coming up, we've got his version of the Beatles' classic A Day in the Life. Jeff Beck on the Explosion Radio Show, hookedwave.com.au.
Mm-hmm.
You're on the Explosion Radio Show on the 3 o'clock in the year. I'm Richard Lawson. Tonight's feature is Jeff Beck, speaking about him popularising some songs in the late 80s, 90s and into the noughties. Here's his version of Amazing Grace. I'm not exactly sure what year this came out of, but it's a truly beautiful version of an amazing song. You're on Explosion on RadioHookTheWave.com.au.
You're listening to The Explosion with Richard Lawson on Hook the Wave.
This next track is probably one of the heaviest versions of any song I've ever heard in my life. It's his version of Jailhouse Rock, funked up, heavied up, and unrecognisable. There is some amazing fretwork that he does here in the middle solos, hammering and changing the tuning of the guitar. He was really trying to outcompete Jimi Hendrix on this, and I think he gave it a real good shake. Jeff Beck with Jailhouse Rock off his second solo album, Bacola. See you next time for the Explosion Radio Show on hookedwave.com.au. I'm Richard Lawson signing out for now.
the sand get in there? Hook the wave.